Zaharakis couldn't get there, Bell Chambers.
Still in it though, here comes McKernan's got four. Scooped the footy up, gave it back to Bell Chambers. McGrath in some space, can make it really tough for the Demons. Well done, young man.
Andrew McGrath, Kingy, one of the blossoming stars of the competition at one of the absolutely biggest clubs, the Essendon Football Club. And the Bombers are up at Coffs Harbour pre-season camp at the moment, and that's where Andy McGrath's been good enough to join us. Thanks for hopping on the line, Andrew.
G'day, guys. How are you going? Thanks for having me.
Hey, absolute pleasure. It sounds like you need a little breather. You already got out and done a beach session this morning, we're told.
Yeah, we're up pretty early this morning and crunched out a little session on the beach, which was beautiful and challenging at the same time, but it's nice to join you guys and have a little moment of peace.
Fair enough. Well, we were actually debating in here earlier, you know, whether the pre-season camp had maybe changed since Kingy's days to your day, you know, less ropes and tyres and bricks and perhaps a little bit more bonding in, you know, meetings and the like.
I think it's a balance between the two. I don't think there's as much of the torture side of the camps, but having said that, there's still a lot of hard work and challenging aspects to it, but there is a lot of team bonding as well, and it's great to get away with the boys and just bond in a new environment.
What have you learned about yourselves being up there together? We learn, you know, in hindsight often about what Richmond have done. They're the leaders in the competition at the moment with their honesty sessions and their basic understanding of each other, getting to know each other better, and they think that's where their biggest improvement has come from. Have you guys taken a leaf from that book?
Yeah, most definitely. I think yesterday was mainly a football day, so it was a normal footy operation. So we did our session and weights and massage. And today, this afternoon, we've got a whole range of meetings to hopefully break down a few barriers between players and really get to know each other on a deeper level, which is, I guess, the ideal outcome of these sort of camps. And I think we're just bonding. Just spending 24 hours with your teammates is something that you never really get to do. So it's a good challenge for us to just focus on each other for 5 or 6 days and really get the most out of it.
And how many of those boys are up there? I imagine everyone's there, Andrew, just about, but I think pre-Christmas a bit was made of how many of the guys are on modified programs. I know you're not the club doctor, but what's the general health of the list like at the moment a couple of months on?
I'm pretty sure everyone's well and truly improved since pre-Christmas. There's a lot more on the training track that we had previously, but I think everyone's travelling in the right direction and making big inroads in their recovery. There's a lot of boys that have been doing pre-Christmas out on the track now and doing really well. So it's a great time. And I think I'm pretty sure everyone's up here, which is a pretty good sign.
Can you tell us about the coaching handover and how that's going, how that looks like to you day to day with Ben taking a greater responsibility from John Worsfold and what that actually looks like for the player?
I think at the moment, all the players have been really positive to it. It's been a little bit of a change, but the club was very transparent about the whole process and explained to us exactly what was going on. And for us, we just have two amazing sounding boards. John's got a wealth of knowledge and Ben's an up-and-coming coach that's going to make a big impact on our group. So to have both those guys work in tandem this year is going to be something pretty important for us. And at the moment, they're just working really well together and really clear on the messaging. So it's been really good for us.
So how does it work? So does Ben do the game-specific detail, if you like, and then John maybe takes a back seat there? Is that how it works?
I'm pretty sure they work pretty closely together. Ben has really focused on our team defense at the moment. Like I said before, everything's pretty much in tandem. They bounce ideas off each other. The suggestion to the group's not made until they both consult, and it's a joint decision in the end.
And Andrew, just with you, you've been pretty durable in your first 3 years in the system. What's this much mooted move to the midfield? Is that actually going to manifest itself this year? Do you think it's the annual topic for you? I know, but have you been given a brief or a specification on perhaps what your role might be more specifically in 2020?
Not exactly. I've been training with the mids the last couple pre-seasons, so I hope that comes to fruition pretty soon. I guess as a versatile player, you sort of come into the side and know that if there's a role to be played, whether it's down back, down forward or in the midfield, I'm happy to take that. I think I'm pretty capable in most areas of the ground, so to answer your question, I think I'm training up to be the midfielder this year, but if we have injuries or losses down back, I might spend a little bit of time there too, which doesn't faze me too much.
Been a really hard one to put a handle on, the Essendon Footy Club, over the last couple of years. What will we see that's different this year, particularly in the way you want to play? I know Blake Carousel has come on board and you've spoken about Ben Rutten taking over the defence and having more of a role there in 2020. Mm-hmm. We assume that it's going to have more of a Richmond-style look about it, or an appearance about it. Is that fact, and what will we see that's different?
I don't know if that's exactly fact, but I think you'll see a lot more consistent football from us. I think our brand will stand up a little bit better and more consistently. I think we're big at the moment, just improving every day and working on our system and our team defense. And I think we've really made a lot of inroads in that area. So hopefully you'll see a much more consistent brand of Essendon football.
So I think you're back Thursday. So it's only a 4-day camp, Andrew, but enough time, obviously, to break the monotony of as good as the Tullamarine facilities are, mind you. But just it's a long pre-season. That 4 days seems short, but enough of a circuit breaker for you?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's nice to get out of your comfort zone a little bit and spend, as I said before, spend every minute of every day with your teammates and really get to know what they're like outside of football. And I think we're here for 5 days. We came up on Sunday, so 5 days is plenty for us. Right. We get a good fix of each other, and then I think we have a 4-day break post this camp. So I'm really looking forward to the next couple of days, and it's been a good start so far.
Now, I know we do the normal cliched thing that everyone's improved and all those sorts of things, but has there been a couple of youngsters or a couple of guys that have been there maybe 2 or 3 years that you think will play a greater role from round one in 2020?
Oh, we lost him.
Bree Jones?
Oh, he's thinking.
Hello?
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Back. I didn't think we had anyone that improved for a sec there. I got a bit nervous, Andrew.
The connection's not great up here. I think Dylan Clark's looking really good. He played a few games last year and really showed what he can do. I hope he has a more significant role this year, and he's training the house down at the moment. And young Harry Jones, who we drafted over the preseason, is looking really promising. I'm not sure whether it'll be this year, but he looks like a player for the future.
Fantastic, Andrew. Hey, we really appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on this morning. I hope the suffering isn't too bad for the rest of the day and until Thursday, and you can navigate it all right. I'm assuming the weather's okay up there.
Beautiful, beautiful weather. A little bit humid, but can't complain.
Oh, you've done well. Good on you. Thanks for joining us, Andrew. Best luck for the season.
Yeah, well.
Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.